Okay, we are up to mitzvah Taf Kuf Mem Tes, 549. The Isser of eating or benefiting from Kilai HaKerem in Eretz Yisrael. Again, this is based on a pasuk in Parshas Kiseitse, where it does not say specifically, don't eat, but it says, as we discussed, Lo Sizra Karmachal Kilayim, Pentikdash Hamalei Hazera Shetizra Usfua Sakarem. Maybe it will be sanctified, Tikdash, Hamalei Hazera Shetizra, the what grows, Usfua Sakarem. So as we discussed yesterday, the Isser of planting, Zaria of Kilai HaKerem, and today is the Isser of if one does, so then one is not allowed to eat it or get benefit. We learned it out from the word pen. As we know, the four words in the Torah that teaches Lo Sases, Peni, Shomer, Al, or Lo. Here's pen. Pen tikdash. If you do, it's going to be usser, and one is not allowed to benefit from it in Eretz Yisrael. The Rambam in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros discusses this. As we mentioned, this is not in Hilchos Kilayim, which have all the Isurim of actively creating the Kilayim, but this Isur is in Ma'achalos Asuros. The Rambam, the categorizer par excellence in Perek Yud, after discussing many 9 prakims worth of isurim relating to animals, relating to Gid Hanasha, and relating to different parts of the animal, and non-kosher animals, and all related issues. The Rambam then says, "Kol isurim shamarnu hein b'minei nefesh chaya." All isurim that we have mentioned up until now has to do with isurim that have to do with a live being. V'yesh isurim acherim shel Torah b'zera haaretz. There are other isurim that have to do with growth, zera haaretz, and they are 4: v'hein chadash, kilay akerem, arla, and tevel. That's the Rambam. It takes all of Torah and is able to categorize it and make it clear for us. Those are the 4 isurim. Truma is not aser, except for certain people. That's not included in this. That's mutter for kahanim, but or that might be a function of tevel. But these are the 4: chadash, kilay akerem, arla, and tevel. So first he talks about chadash and all the halachas about before the omer is brought, after the omer is brought. But then the Rambam says kilay akerem keitzad perek yud alachavav kilay akerem keitzad min miminei tvua. Omine yurakos, shenizru imagefen, a type of tvua, your vegetables that are sown with a vine. Bein shezara Yisrael, bein shezara goy, bein shalu me'alehen, bein, doesn't matter how it got there, bein shenata hagefen betocha yarak, shnehem asurin ba'achilu ubahana. They're both asur. Shenemar pentikdash hamalei hazera shetizra usfua sakarem. Klomar pen tisrachik v'te'asar shnehem. Pen here means lest you. That means stay away from it, and they're both aser. V'yochal kizayis mikilay akerem bein min hayarek bein min ha'anavim lokim min haTorah. If somebody eats a kizayis from either one, and the Rambam says you get malchus, v'shneyan mitztarfim ze im ze. And amazingly, right, you might say the kerem and the kilayim combine, but they're both mitztarif to each other. That is what the Rambam says. And they assume it's a davar pasha. There's not even any source quoted to explain. The Kesef Mishnah does not quote anything. Okay, so said the Sefer HaChinuch. Shenim nanu milecho kilay akerem levad. We are usher to eat kilay akerem levad. Meaning, kilay zra'im, one is allowed to eat. Kilay akerem, one is not allowed to eat or get benefit. V'fkar pirashnu, I already looked in the previous Mishnah. What is kilay akerem? And pen tikdash, pen tukad eish. You have to burn it. Klamar, shein roi lios bo to'eles. Shakol aser ba'na. Asurbana, Varai Shish Bazelav, because it says pen, and as the Gemara says, Komakam Shnemar Hishomer pen al or lo, Eino Ella lo sase. The Menachas Chinuch in Os Aleph here discusses a very important issue, and that is that there might not be a parallel between the Isser of Zriya and the Isser of benefiting. It could be that the Isser of benefiting, today's Isser, the Isser of eating, or using Kilay HaKerem, benefiting from Kilay HaKerem, applies to more cases than the Isser yesterday. Remember last mitzvah, we spoke about the Zriya. The Isser only applies if I plant 2 types with the vine at one time. With, as the language of Rabbi Yoshia was, Mapoles Yad. Shnei Zrayim, with Garine Anavim, but Mapoles Yad at one time. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch, he quotes the Rambam that we just read. Doesn't sound like that. You have to do that. Nira mitvarav. The Menachas Chinuch says in Os Aleph. Nehi dele inyan chiyav zriya shal kilay akerem. Tzara chita v'sara v'chartzan. Fine, regarding the chiyav of zriya, you need all 3. Hainu shlosha minim. V'gam b'mapolis yad. Mikol makom. Le'inyin lav da'achilas kelei akerem over afim min echad. But regarding the isra of eating it, even one min, afgam afilu beloma polas yadid, even if it's not at the same time, v'rakim lo hirchik bedina kedina. If I didn't, if it wasn't marchik, as we'll talk about soon, Bez Hashem, if it wasn't marchik properly. That is what he sounds like from the Rambam, says the Minchas Chinuch. He says, if you look in the Ran says that you might not mean mapolis yad, but you still need the types. You don't need the maisa, but you still need the chefsa. Mikolako bin shnei minam levan migefen. Either way, says the Chinuch, just to sum, this Minchas Chinuch, to sum up, whatever the shita is, haklau, nired da hazria ve'isser haperos yachol lios de lo shaychi adadi. It could be they're not connected. Vizela b'vnei atzmo, vizela b'vnei atzmo. That's his suggestion. The Rush, in Hilchas Kelayim, quotes the Reed that says otherwise. That says, no, everything is parallel, and all the times that you think that there's something else, that you don't need Mapolas Yad, you don't need the requirements, that's just against Rabbi Yoshia. There's a Machlokas, but it's not that we don't need it. This is the Isser. Mishar Shia Mitzvah explains the Chinuch, why is there a separate Isser of Kilai HaKerem, not just Kilai HaKerem, that it is even Aser Bahana. We spoke last time about why there's a separate Isser of Kilai HaKerem, because Kerem is very Chashuv, the Chinuch said, and you might have thought that any other item with it is just Batel. That's why you might need two Minim, we said. And we quoted the Ramban about Kilayim in general, about being God and acting like God by creating new beings. And now the Sefer Chinuch says, why are we so chamor? Fine, we want to include Kerem. But why is it so chamor that you have to have a separate one and say it's even Aser Bahana? Says the Chinuch, Mishar Shia Mitzvah, Hakdama, let me give an introduction. Yadua Hadavar, Bechala Mitzvah Satorah, Ki Kol Davar, Lefia Ki Shalon, Shematsui Bo Yoter, Yoter Yarchikenu Akel Mimenu. The greater Kishalon, the greater failure, the greater tripping up that a certain area could cause, the greater geder and distance Hashem wants us to take from it. So that's why there are so many isurim related to arayos, because that is something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu hates, as Chazal tell us. So that's why there are Isurim of Yichud and Isurim of Negia and many Isurim that keep us away. So to everything that could cause great Kishalon, that there's more Richuk. The Ein Safek, so says the Chinuch, using that, Ki Netiyas HaKerem Siba L'Yayin Shebo Kama Michsholos L'Bnei Adam, people Rabim Chalolim B'chamdim Oso. Wine causes a lot of problems. Wine causes a lot of failures and a lot of terrible situations. Ki Yisadeim Ma'oreh Yetzer lav leiv ha'adam ra umediach yetzer tov. It seduces the yetzer tov. Cholatz aso achol v'shasov l'shkav lios near damo. We fall asleep or lazy. This is what wine causes, as we know from the story of Noach, and as we know from the story of Lot. Right throughout Tanakh, we have stories of wine causing problems. V'asher yazim imenu yikra kadosh, he even quotes the pasuk by Nazir, which, as we have mentioned in the past, the machlokas Rambam Ramban, whether a Nazir is a positive or not, the fact that it says kadosh, it's really a machlokas tanoim. A Nazir is called a kadosh. Is he called a kadosh or his hair called kadosh? The Rechinuch is quoting this like the Ramban, that he is called a kadosh. He is a holy, staying away from wine, because wine causes a lot of problems. And that is the message of this. Ulami tirulanu Hashem baruch hu b'shvil ksas toeles shenimsa b'miyuto al agufim. Yes, in certain areas, in a certain context, we have a mitzvah on for kiddush and for havdalah and sudas mitzvah and any other type of mitzvah. We take one cup of wine. V'acher shlohu terach l'tzara gadol. And since it's only mutter for in these specific cases and a little bit outside, chiyav nakasta. The Torah does not want to cause problems. The Torah says, even if at the beginning of the netiya, this has to do with wine, if the beginning of the netiya is ba'avera, it's finished. You can't partake of it. Shengam betchilas netiyaso, ozri yaso, yeh be'inyano tzad avon v'chet shalo l'kaimo v'lo nano bo'klau. If there's any type of avon v'chet at the beginning of it, you can't be mekaimed at all. You have to get rid of it. That's what's going on here. Yes, there's an isser of kilei hakerem, as we explained yesterday, but now this is another good excuse for the Torah to distance wine from us. We have enough problems after it is already ripe and processed. It's good that the beginning shouldn't be avera. Just burn it. We have enough problems later, so earlier it should be limited. And this is shades of, again, the very famous Ramban in the beginning of Parshas Kedoshim, where he talks about, yes, wine is mutter, but it has to be done and used properly. And one is not allowed to be, as he coins them, a novel Bereshis HaTorah. The Ramban says there, we quoted one Ramban yesterday from Kedoshim, here's another one. Ki HaTorah hisira ba'arayos, ubema acholim asurim, vehitira habia ish v'ishto, v'achilas habasar v'hayayin. The Torah allows all of this. The imkain, yimsa Baal HaTaiva, a Baal HaTaiva could find makom, could find halachic allowance, lios shatuf bezimas ishto, o nashav harabos, velios besov eyayin, bezolele basar lamo, and he'll be involved in wine a lot, v'yidaber kirtzono b'chal nevelos, his speech, his women, his wine, and a person could be a novel, b'shus HaTorah. Says the Ramban, Ba'a Kasuv, that's why the Torah comes. Acharei Shepiru Yisurim, even after all these Yisurim are listed, the Torah says, Kedoshim Tiyu, be holy. Which means, have proper drinking habits, right? That's what the Ramban says right here, and that's related also to the Isser we discussed much earlier in the Torah, the Isser of being like a Bensar Mora. There's an Isser, even in the realm of what's mutter. So that's something that one has to be aware of. There's an important comment of the Abu Draham. The Abu Draham in Hilchas Purim says, if wine is so bad and so terrible, we have to stay away from it. So why do we have a mitzvah of on at least one day a year on Purim of Chayav Inish Levesumi? Whatever that means, without getting into the details now. But which many, the Meiri already says, and many, many poskim say, cannot be that Chazal instituted a behavior that can lead to Chil Hashem. It's impossible. So how to understand that phrase is important, but not for now. But at least just to quote the Abu Drum. The Abu Drum says, it's on page Reish Tes in the Abu Drum, V'im Tomar, Hei Chivu Chachamim, Listakir Bepurim, V'alo B'kama Mekomos Patorah, Maskir Shu Michshol Gadol. How did the Torah even suggest something like this? It's not like one cup of wine for Kiddush. The Yesh Lomar says, the Abu Drum, because it's to reenact. It's to reenact. The Yesh Lomar, but they should call a Nisim Shena'asu LiYisrael. B'yamei HaChashveirosh, Hayu Ayidei Mishte. All the Nisim that took place was through Mishte. Ki betchila nitrada vashti min amalchus. Ayidei Mishte hayayin. Shneemar, b'yom ha-shvi k'tolei v'malach b'yayin. V'chulu. Uba Esther tachtea ayidei Mishte. And Esther comes in. V'chein inyin Haman. Ma palaso. Ayidei Mishte hayayin haya. Haman and his Mapala, it all fell. V'lachein chivu listakir b'purim b'pnei shebo ha-neis b'avur mishte hayayin. It's to reenact mishte, that's what the neis was through. But again, that's an exception to the rule, whatever it means. It's an exceptional day, and even that day has to be understood what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from us. But either way, this is the message that the Sefer HaChinuch gives. Again, it causes so many problems later, this is a way to limit it at the beginning. Okay, let's get into some of the halachas of the mitzvah. Again, and all these halachas are quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch in Yeredeya, it's quoted in Siman Reish Tzadi Vav, it's halacha lamaisa. Says the Mishnah, all these halachas come from the Mishnayis and the Yerushalmi. Says the Mishnah in Kilayim, the Chinuch quotes it, Echad Azorea Vechad Mekayim Kilayim Bekarmo. Whether one plants or whether one is Mekayim, whether one allows the Kilayim to grow in his vineyard. Klamar, Shera'a, Shetzamchu Kilayim Bekarmo, V'hinichan Sham. He sees that there's Kilayim in his vineyard and he leaves them there. If I don't know anything and I find out about it, there's nothing usher yet. But right when I come, I find out about it, then the clock starts ticking. If I plan to get it out, if I want to get it out, if I'm going to do everything I need to get it out, then there's no Isser in the Kiyum. But the second that I say, it's okay, it could stay here, so then it's got to grow 1/200th, and then it's Usser. And it's Usser Bahana. Klamar Nischaibus Reifa. Fusha Amdu Bekaram Lert Sono, as we just said, only based on his own Ratzon. Achar Sheyata Bem Shir Sho Sifu Bekidula Nechilak Echan Mimasayim 1/200th, Mimasha Yigdolim Beshasha Yeda Bahem. From what it had grown from at the moment that he knew about them. Like Chazal say, Zarua me'ikaro b'ashrasha, Zarua already b'ashrasha, you have to wait for ashrasha, Zarua uba b'tosefes, it is b'tosefes. V'zeh, sh'anur omer, m'zois kadi, sh'alam kedi, rotze b'kiyuman, only if he wants it, as it says, asher tizra, klomar, l'daitacha. This is discussed in a number of places, like the Gemara discusses the price in the beginning of Baba Basra, Dav Beis, Baba Kama, Dav Kuf. He quotes a cut from, let's say somebody has a fence. I have a vine and you have other items that are growing. You have wheat. And there's a fence in between and the wheat fell and the fence fell down. Mechitzas HaKerem Shenifritza. So what do we do? Omrim Lo Gadar. We tell him to be Goder. We tell him to put up the fence. Who's the low? That's an interesting machlokas rishonim. Who, when you have kilai hakerem, you have kerem and you have the tzfua. Who is considered the attacker? Rashi says in Baba Basra, that bays the Baal HaKerem. The Baal HaKerem is the attacker. It's his vines that are attacking the Tua. The Meiri says both. Meiri says it's in between two fields. Both. You have to tell both of them. It's a joint responsibility to take care of the Ta'arovas. So what happens if you tell him Gedor? And then, Klomar. If he says, okay, I'm getting to it. I have to go buy this, and I have to go buy that. I have to go buy fence materials. Then it's not Kidesh. It doesn't become Asur. Nothing is for his Ratzon. So then, it doesn't become Asur. The second that he's Messiahish from it, so then the clock starts counting. Also related to this, if somebody schleps his Geffen over his friend's Tvua, what's the halacha? The halacha is that his friend's tfua is mutter, and his geffen is asur, because ein adam oser davar she'enu shalo. This isn't just a mitzias. This isn't like basar b'chalav. If I pour milk into your chicken soup, it doesn't matter if you didn't want me to do it. That's a reality, and it's asur. Kilai hakerem is not that. Kilai hakerem depends on ratzon. You have to have ratzon in order for it to become asur, and that's why ein adam akadish davar she'enu shalo. And therefore, you can have the same tfua and kerem mixed in. And for the Baal HaTfua, it could be Asur. And for the Baal HaKerem, it could be Mutter. Also, if I put together two of my friend's items, none of them are Asur. None of them are Asur because it's not mine to be to Asur. If I create Kilei HaKerem during the Shemitah year, it does not become Asur because it's not mine. Lo Kidesh, Shebishana Shvias, Haaretz Hefker Hilako. This is a principle that applies. You always need Leratzon. Even related to this, the Mishnah says in Kelayim, in Heivav, Haroa Yerek V'Kerem, if somebody sees something, a Yerek, a vegetable growing in the Kerem. But Amar, and he says, Kishe Agiya Lo Alaktenu. He sees it later on. He's going orderly through the field, through the rows, and he sees two rows down, there's some Yerakos. So he said, I'm going to do it when I get there. So then it's not Usser at all, until he gets there and rips it up. Right? Alaktenu mutter, right? Because he has plans to do it. And even if it's Hosef 200 before he gets there, it doesn't matter. It's still not going to be Usser. Kishe echzar alaktenu, but if he says he passed it already and he should go back and get it, but he doesn't go back and get it for whatever reason. So then him Hosef and Masayim Usser. So then if it adds on Usser, it's all about his attitude and his plan. If he's planning to do it, so then nothing to worry about and the clock does not start ticking. But if he has no plans to do it, so then the clock does start ticking. How much does one have to separate from the kerem, the two and the kerem? So the halacha is, the Mishnah is described, and the Chinuch quotes it, if you have an entire kerem, what's a kerem? At least five vines planted in a certain structure, two, two, and one. So then if you have an entire halachic kerem, you have to be four amos away. If you only have a geffen, not a kerem, you have one singular vine, then three tvachim away. Because you don't need four amos away, which is a much larger area, but three tvachim away is good enough. Good. Continuing. V'doeg Yisr Zeh, says the Chinuch. This Yisr apply. Shalom lehanos b'kelei kerem b'zachar menekevas, men and women be'eretz Yisrael midaraisa u'b'chutz la'aretz midarabanan. Here is where there's a machlokas. We know there's an Yisr Zerias kilayim da'araisa in Eretz Yisrael. We know there's an Yisr Hana'a of kilay hakerem in Eretz Yisrael. What did they extend to chutz la'aretz? Just the Yisr Zeria, or even the Isser Hana'a? 2 days in the Rishonim, the Chinuch quotes both these opinions here. Yesh Omrin, the Bechutz La'aretz, Ava Mish Isser Zeria Noeba. There are those that say, even though there's an Isser Zeria, Isser Hana'a, Eno Noegel, Bakil HaKerem, Shal Eretz Yisrael Dafka, they didn't make it exactly parallel as it was in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, fine. The overall Zeva Achal, if somebody violates and eats from Kilei HaKerem, as we saw this in the Rambam before, Yerchai Malkus, even if this we haven't seen yet. Misha Achlan Shaloka Derechana. One of two exceptions to the rule. The Gemara Pesachim tells us that there are two Machalas Asuros that you are Chayiv Da'araisa even if you eat it in an unusual fashion. Because the Torah does not say don't eat it. Don't do a Maisa Achila. The Torah says don't Pentikdash. You're going to have to burn it. Right? So that's why it's a much more inclusive Lashon. That's what it says. Klomer Shlonena Bachilason Chayav Alein Veloke. You still get Malkus. Matsheinkim Bekol Shari Isurim Shabbatora. Unlike all other Isurim, Shein Lokan Alein Aladerech Hana Asam. Klomer Sheyena Haadam Mehem. Because Abaya says in Maseches Pesachim, Deloksiv Behu Achila Dechsiv Pen Tikdash. That is Kilei HaKerem, even if it's Shalok Kederech Hana. One final point, and that is the Menachas Chinuch notes. Tosfos is Chiddush in Rav Kama Daf Kuf. And that is, with the principle that we have elsewhere of kama kama batel. If a little bit is added at a time, it's batel right away. If you put a little bit of iser in, it's batel, it's batel, it's batel, it's batel. You don't say, oh, it all adds up after it gets batel. It disappears. So here too, why don't you say kama kama batel? As it grows, you should say, each little bit is nullified and you never get to 1/200th. Answers Tosfos, you never say kama kama batel if it's ratzuf, if it's continuous. So if it's growing continuously, so then you don't say kama kama batel. That's why. In Achinami, if you would have a space in between where you say, okay, I'm going to build a fence, and it stops, so it could be that at that point, what's afterwards does not combine with what's before, and you have to have it growing 1/200th straight in a ratzuf way, at a time when the Bialim is Baratzon about not putting up the fence. Okay, we'll have to stop here. But the next one, we pick up with the next two halachas of Kilayim. We still have to do cross-working animals and what we call Shatnez.